We're moving forward in the Midrashot Taran. We're up to page Shin Nun Chet. And the Navi had described that there's no picture at the giving of the Torah. And that's because Hashem didn't want us to start saying, oh, this is the picture of Hashem, and then start worshiping that picture. And then the Ran said, when we will be exiled, the Pasuk says, you will worship other gods there, the handiwork of man. And why is that part of the punishment? So Unculus translates it as, you will be under the servitude of nations who are pagans. Because how could Hashem say, I'm punishing you that you will sin? That doesn't work. We have a choice whether we'll sin or not. It can't be part of the punishment. So the Ran says, but I think Pshat is that if you transgress and you make yourself idols, so then what will happen is you yourself will ultimately be attracted to those idols and you'll worship them. Because as you're exiled, you'll lose your wisdom and understanding. And even though initially you didn't worship those idols, but when you'll be exiled, then you'll confuse it and you'll end up worshiping them. That's the punishment. So the Ran is saying that the Pasuk's warning us, don't make idols, even though you might find uses for them. Don't make them, because part of the punishment will be if you make them, you'll end up seeing your grandchildren worshiping them. You'll see that over time, that's the punishment, that you'll be exiled and you'll lose your understanding that there was some practical usage for that idol, and your grandchildren, you'll ultimately see them worshiping them.
Where is this prediction of doom?
This is in the Pasuk of Pasuk in Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim. Bezeu ma she'erich va'amarim. That's why the Pasuk expands and says, Asher lo yirum lo yishmun lo yichlum lo yirichun. You'll worship idols that do not see, do not hear, do not consume, and do not smell. Klomar, as though the Pasuk is saying, Shelo yiremim ot v'davar zal kmo she'ani re b'otam she'avadtem ba'artzichem. If in Israel you'll start worshiping idols that seem to have some benefit, you'll end up seeing that your family and you yourself will worship those that have zero benefit, that you'll see no benefit from. Because undoubtedly idols did produce something. That's the Ran going against the Rambam, going with Nachmanides and that opinion of the Gonim. We've constantly been discussing, there are two approaches to understanding the Torah's prohibition of idol worship. One approach says it's all foolishness and they don't have any powers. The other approach says there are powers out there. And with the idols, you can tap into those powers. So the Ran goes with that understanding. And he says, undoubtedly, some of those idols actually did produce something. They were able to tap into certain forces. And the Torah is saying that if you start worshiping, you'll end up worshiping things that are pointless also. All of that is prohibited. It's all idol worship. Ki gam ani shamati mipi mori kach. The Ran says, I heard from my teacher that way, that the idols were able to tap into a force. And being that they saw unusual things from these idols, that's why the Torah has to reiterate the warning, don't worship it. You'll see that it seems to have certain impact on the world, don't worship that idol. Ran says, and I'll tell you, I believe that ancient scientists came to the conclusion that it's worthwhile to worship these idols. And even though Maimonides is of the opinion, as he writes in the beginning of the Laws of Idol Worship, that the error in idol worship was because initially they said, Mipnei Shamhu, what people originally said, you guys know the famous Rambam, right? Shoil v'Hashem itbarach ba'kochavim v'galgalim, Hashem created stars and cycles, v'chalak lehem kavod, v'hem shamashim shem shamashim lefanav, and Hashem honors these different cycles and stars, they're the servants before Him, v'im hem neshabcha mul faram lachlok lehem kavod. So the initial thought in worshipping the stars was, let's respect God's servants. כמו שהמלך רוצה לכבד את עבדיו, ולפיכך היו עובדים עבדה זרה כדי להשיג רצון הבורא ודעתם הרעה. And that's why they began idol worship. They said, we'll show God that we're honoring Him so much, we're even honoring His creatures, the stars. זה מה שכתב זל. That's what Maimonides writes. The Ran says, I disagree. I think the ancient scientists found ways to tap into forces of nature. And when they tapped into them, they saw that through worshiping, they did see certain benefits. V'efshal she'evio lomar ken, and I think it could be the reason Maimonides has this opinion is, mipnei she'matzei nyan zeh b'echad min ha'midrashot. He must have found a medrash that seems to describe it this way. Obotam sifra v'dazra kedumim she'bao lidei Rav Zal. Or, Maimonides was a huge researcher. It could be that Maimonides found in the ancient texts of the pagans that that's how they all started out. Aval lefi ha'svara, but the Ran says, I think, logically, ani choshev she'guf ha'iyun haya mevi otam nakach. I think they did research it. And I think that scientifically they came to those conclusions. Yes?
Quickly, in modern times, you can see even if the original people who ate the practices of the Gentiles know that it